We're going now to Douglas, Arizona. That's a border community in the southeastern part of the state. Ray Borain is mayor of Douglas. Mr. Mayor, welcome to Day Today.
It's nice to be here.
You're expecting some visitors this weekend.
We're expecting, unfortunately, some visitors that are unwelcome, not invited, people that are coming here to a Hispanic community that is represented by 95% of the population being Hispanic, and it's not setting too well with our constituents here.
When these people say that they're coming, the Minuteman Project, they say, look, we're just going along the border. We're going to point out the infiltration of illegals into the community. We're going to call law enforcement. What's wrong with their saying that?
That's very ludicrous as far as I'm concerned. They're encouraging people to bring firearms, so that kind of contradicts those statements that we're going to be just vigilant of what's happening here. So I don't buy that at all. The problem with that is also the fact that they are making this a national call to any and anybody that has the time or is willing to come here. That in itself will draw what I would consider the worst of the worst, and that's probably the most important factor, that they will not be able to control these individuals that will be coming here with a lot of these questionable pasts and history of personal histories that may not be in sync with what we would want in this community.
You seem to be suggesting that these are racists who are coming into the area. At least you say that the Hispanic community feels badly about them. I've at least been to their website where they say we don't want any racists, and that's not what this is about.
Well, they might purport a lot of things, and they might say a lot of things, but the lack of control is probably the one biggest item that has me the most concerned. You know, when you put out that kind of a call to the general public, you don't have any idea who you're going to draw. They're not running any background checks. They don't have the time to do it. They're disorganized. The couple of people that organize the show will not have any idea and will probably be overwhelmed by some of the people that will show up here that will have some of these questionable pasts and that definitely are anti-Hispanic, and therefore, as far as I'm concerned, they're white supremacists and racists.
I read, anyway, that this is the big season for illegals to come across the border. It's not yet too hot. It's pretty much stopped raining. What is the situation there? What's it like?
Well, the weather actually is going to be very conducive to an outing, so to speak. You know, I met with some government officials and across the border day before yesterday, and one of the concerns was that these people would be crossing because it is a good time to be crossing. But the Mexican government and local officials on the other side of the border will be trying to do everything to discourage these people from crossing in certain areas where they know that there's going to be a high concentration of these vigilantes. So the time is right. This is when they do pass. And if they're unfortunate enough, they're going to run right into these vigilantes.
The reports that I read say that nothing has discouraged people from coming across so far. The numbers just keep getting greater. The federal government has spent a lot of extra money, devoted extra resources over the last year to trying to slow the influx, but the statistics indicate that it's just not doing any good. What do you think should be done?
Well, the American government, as far as their policy on illegal immigration, is very ill-advised. The proof is that over the last 6-7 years that they've had this high concentration of people crossing across the border illegally, that the strategy that they're using, the military strategy, certainly doesn't work. I mean, that's shown in the figures, that's shown in the groups that come across the border. They're misguided. The way to address the illegal immigration problem is to look at it realistically and look at it holistically and realize that it's a labor problem. And it needs to be solved diplomatically and politically. And if they really want to solve it and they really want to stop it, then they should encourage these vigilantes and other law enforcement agents to go to the workplace. That's where the people are. I don't condone that they do that. But, you know, if you really want to shock them, then you ferret them out at the workplace. And I will tell you that you will be much, much more successful than you are here on the border.
Ray Borain, mayor of Douglas, Arizona. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.
The death of Terry Schiavo, intelligence failures, border disputes. That's enough for this half hour. Later in the show, a fearsome attack by killer bees, one of the most chilling recordings we've ever heard. Another big change coming in TV news. Ted Koppel is leaving Nightline, and the show may not long survive his leaving. And reporter Luke Burbank on an utterly bizarre discovery in a bowl of chili.